The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, I solemnly assure you, history has not known a man born of woman greater than John the Baptizer. Yet the least born into the kingdom of God is greater than he. From John the Baptizer's time until now, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. All the prophets, as well as the law, spoke prophetically until John. If you are prepared to accept it, he is Elijah, the one who is certain to come. Heed carefully what you hear. In today's gospel, it begins rather abruptly, and it's hard to know exactly what's happening. It feels like we're coming into the middle of a conversation. Something big has happened, we can tell, something threatening. We can feel the tension in the gospel, but we don't know what it is. All we know is that Jesus describes it in dramatic terms. He says, the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent are taking it by storm. But what is this violence? What's trying to break into the kingdom of God and hold it captive? What is trying to destroy the power of God in our midst? Well, in order to understand Jesus' concern, we need to know what has just taken place before this passage. Jesus has just heard that John the Baptist has been put in prison. So, by association, John's imprisonment threatens Jesus' life also. Because John is not only Jesus' cousin, but John is also the one who is preparing the way for the Promised One, the Lamb of God. And so, if powerful forces have put John in prison, these same forces will soon be tracking down Jesus. And Jesus is feeling the tension and hostility mounting. In a way, the handwriting is on the wall. But what's curious is that the gospel isn't filled with doom and gloom. There's no indication of Jesus being fearful or turning back or changing his course. In fact, the gospel ends with an invitation to the crowd, heed carefully what you hear and judge wisely what you see. The gospel says the kingdom of God has suffered violence, and we know that in every age that is true. But evil and violence has never destroyed it. And that's good news for us, because sometimes we feel we're on the losing side of trying to build up the kingdom of God and to have the power of God active in our lives. Like Jesus, we feel besieged by the violence that surrounds us. So many nations warring or preparing for war, power brokers selling arms for profit, helping to destabilize small and large nations. Every day we pick up the newspaper or see on the television new populations of people in distress, new faces of hunger and starvation. Last year alone, 7 million people died because of a lack of water. Just last month, too, in November, we celebrated the 20th anniversary of the fall of Berlin, of the Berlin Wall. But yet, we know that new walls are being constructed, walls keeping out immigrants coming from other lands, walls surrounding Palestine, tall, solid walls, seeming invincible. In many ways, it's easy for us to identify with Jesus' awareness of the violence that surrounds him, because even though our circumstances are different, we know that life feels precarious. All is not well. Yet we don't hear in the gospel a lack of hope or fear. Instead, Jesus stirs up anticipation and suggests we're not seeing the whole story. Because in the gospel, he tells the crowd and us to heed carefully what we see and hear. We do see violence and injustice, but there's another side of the story. God's kingdom, God's presence, is not far off. In fact, it is in our midst, and it is a powerful presence. For the crowd who are listening to Jesus that day, Jesus is the presence of God. And for us, it's the Holy Spirit who lives among us, and no evil can overcome that Spirit. Years ago, Leonard Bernstein composed a mass, which was later made into an opera. And there's one part of the composition and the way that it was choreographed for the opera that I find stunning and hopeful and realistic. It comes right before the reading of the gospel. The deacon comes from the side of the stage and begins to walk across the stage, holding high the gospel, the book of gospels, as we do in church. While all the while, the chorus begins to quietly and slowly chant, "Nothing can imprison the word of God." And as the deacon walks across the stage, the voices grow louder and it crescendos with the clashing of cymbals. Nothing can imprison the word of God. It's soul-shaking. And that's what we hear in the gospel today, too, and all the way through Scripture. Nothing can imprison the word of God. Not the pharaohs in Egypt or the Red Sea. Not the jailing of John the Baptist. Not the plots against Jesus' life. Not even Jesus' death. Nothing can imprison the word of God. During this Advent time, let us hold on to those words of hope and trust that even when we feel our good actions are not enough, God's power is being released in us and will make up for whatever is lacking.